Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Three scientists from the US, Japan and Australia awarded Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing metal organic frameworks. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer reaches Mumbai on a two-day official visit to India, describes free trade agreement with India as biggest deal UK signed since Brexit. At least 24 killed in Myanmar as military drops bombs on protesters observing Buddhist Festival of Lights in Chuang Yu Township. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, Australia beat Pakistan by 107 runs in Colombo. Three scientists from the US, Japan and Australia have been conferred with the 2025 Nobel Prize in Chemistry today for developing the Metal Organic Frameworks, MOFs. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced the award in a social media post today. A report.
Three scientists, Susumu Kitagawa, Richard Robson and Omar Yagi, have created special materials called Metal Organic Frameworks or MOFs. These MOFs are porous materials made from metals and carbon-based molecules with large spaces or holes. These holes can trap gases or liquids. For example, they can catch harmful gases like carbon dioxide or even pull water out of dry desert air. They can also help clean water by removing dangerous chemicals, speed up chemical reactions or conduct electricity. What makes MOFs special is that scientists can custom design them to capture and store specific substances, said Heiner Link, chair of the Nobel Committee for Chemistry. This discovery is groundbreaking because it might help solve some of the humankind's greatest problems like pollution, climate change, shortage of clean drinking water. Komudi Parikh for World News.
Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, landed in Mumbai this morning, beginning his two-day official visit to India. This is Prime Minister Starmer's first official visit to India after becoming PM in 2024. Mr. Starmer described the India-UK free trade agreement as the biggest deal the United Kingdom had signed since leaving the European Union. Addressing business leaders on the first day of his visit to Mumbai today, the UK Prime Minister said the trade partnership between India and the UK is of great importance and marks the return leg after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the UK earlier this year. He also stated that this is the largest trade mission ever sent by the United Kingdom to India. India is set to host the 8th session of the International Solar Alliance Assembly from 27 to 30th October at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The event will bring the global community together to deepen cooperation and accelerate solar adoption for a brighter and sustainable future. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi said that during the event, the member countries will review progress, address challenges and align actions towards one vision, affordable solar energy for all.
Today, with approximately 125 gigawatt of solar capacity, India is the world's third largest solar producer. This progress shows how the national ambition can translate into meaningful change at the local level. It is because of our success story is about more than just numbers. It is about the people. We have seen the firsthand how decentralized solar transforms the lives, and it brings the light to the rural homes, power the local health centers, and gives the new tools to our farmers. With PM Suryagar Mufta Bijli Yojana, more than 20 lakh households are already benefiting from the solar power on their rooftop.
Talking to Akashvani News, Director General, International Solar Alliance, Ashish Khanna said that 124 countries will participate in the event and over 40 ministers from across the country will attend the session.
His vision 10 years back has led to developing countries now taking global leadership, where even IEA has realized that India, China and the Global South are now the leaders of Global South for renewable energy. ISA's 8th Assembly in Delhi, October 27 to 30th, will take forward this mission of our Honorable Prime Minister in getting all the countries come together and move from ambition to action to implement this vision.
You are listening to World News on Akashwani. we bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Myanmar, at least 24 people were killed and 47 wounded when an army motorized paraglider dropped two bombs on the crowd protesting against Myanmar's military government. The military attacked on Monday evening in Chuangu Township in central Myanmar in the Sagaing region, where about 100 people had gathered in a field after sunset to observe a Buddhist festival of lights with a candlelit event. Since 2021, thousands have died and millions have been displaced when the army seized power, triggering a civil war with armed resistance groups and ethnic militias. At least 9 soldiers and 2 officers were killed today in the remote Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The incident occurred when a Pakistani military convoy was ambushed by Islamist militants. The Tehreek-e-Taliban, Pakistan, has claimed responsibility for the attack. In recent months, TTP have stepped up attacks on Pakistani security forces. In Russia, 3 people have been killed and at least 9 others injured in Ukraine's attack on the border region of Belgorod today. According to Russian Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov, a series of drone and missile attacks damaged homes, vehicles and power lines in multiple districts of Belgorod. Emergency workers are searching for people feared trapped under the rubble. Ukraine has not commented on the attacks. In United States, hundreds of National Guard troops from Texas have arrived at an army training center outside Chicago to support U.S. President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Large-scale protests in Chicago had been going on against federal immigration officials. Trump has already sent Guard members into Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. The deployments have posed both legal and constitutional questions, as National Guard troops are typically deployed by a state's governor and century limit the government's use of the military for domestic matters. In the Mediterranean Sea, the Israeli military has intercepted a 9-boat flotilla attempting to break the naval blockade of Gaza. A total of 145 activists on board have been detained. According to both the flotilla organizers and the Israeli Foreign Ministry, this interception follows a similar operation last week where nearly 450 activists, including European lawmakers and climate activist Greta Thunberg, were stopped while sailing on over 40 boats. While most of those activists from the earlier global Sumud flotilla have since been deported, 6 from Norway, Morocco and Spain remain in Israeli detention. Organizers of the latest flotilla have condemned the detentions, calling them arbitrary and unlawful. The 21st edition of the International Education Show commenced at Expo Center Sharjah today, offering students and parents 4 days of academic engagement and networking opportunities. It is organized by Expo Center Sharjah with the support of the Sharjah Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Education Ministries of India and the UAEs. More than 100 leading universities and academic institutions from over 16 countries are taking part, including the UK, Spain, Germany, Hungary and the USA. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia defeated Pakistan by 107 runs at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Put into bat first, Australia scored a solid total of 221 for 950 overs. In reply, Pakistan were all out for just 114 runs. Earlier, Australia women stumbled to 76 for 7, but recovered to a 106-run partnership between Beth Mooney and Alana King. And before we close, here are the headlines once again. 3 scientists from the US, Japan and Australia awarded Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing metal organic frameworks. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer reaches Mumbai on a 2-day official visit to India. Describes free trade agreement with India as biggest deal UK signed since Brexit. At least 24 killed in Myanmar as military drops bombs on protesters observing Buddhist festival of lights in Chuangyu Township. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, Australia beat Pakistan by 107 runs in Colombo. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.